The Associate Professor of Politics and Government. He's also the Department Chair and Co-Director of the Center for Politics and the People at Ripon College. It's Dr. Henrik Schatzinger. And Doctor, thanks for joining us today. How are things going right now in the academic world from a teaching standpoint for you and the rest of your staff and the students relative to how you're coping with COVID-19?
Yeah, first of all, you know, thank you for having me, Marty, on the show. It's really a joy to be here with you today. And also thank you for asking about how things are going at the college. I can tell you that we had to, you know, react swiftly and move our operations online. And we are also advising students at Ripon College as faculty members. So what I'm doing these days is organizing, you know, 20-minute meetings with students via Zoom. And so I still see them at their home, and we look at their schedule for next semester. And I also have live meetings, actually class meetings via Zoom. So everything has moved in that direction, and everybody is on board. We even had our first faculty meeting yesterday via Zoom. And so it's different, but I would say so far so good.
When you look at where you are at now versus when really the dust started flying in regards to virtual teaching and shutting down the campus and things like that, what's the mood compared to now versus then?
Yeah, I think initially there was certainly some, you know, uncertainty both among faculty and staff and students and how this is going to go in terms of what platform are we using, Google Classroom, or we have our own internal platform and so on. So everybody was, I think, a little bit nervous, and we weren't really used to all these video conferences, but I think the transition was actually easier than we all anticipated. I think maybe for students, the number one issue is sometimes to really stay focused and how to cope with anxiety. But even that affects kind of everybody, I think. And so, you know, trying to stay disciplined and having a schedule and finding a routine in your daily lives, I think, is most important for all of us. But I think it took a little bit of time, but I think we've kind of, you know, turned the corner.
We are joined on the phone with the Associate Professor of Politics and Government, also co-director of the Center for Politics and the People at Ripon College, Dr. Henrik Schatzinger. Doctor, we just got out of a election cycle here in the state of Wisconsin. The COVID-19 pandemic obviously throws a wrinkle into that election. It's a slippery slope that had to be walked and navigated in regards to should the election go as planned or should they make a change. Your views of how everything transpired in the state leading up to the most recent election?
It seems to me that initially the parties were kind of in agreement to move forward with the election, you know, at a time when the COVID-19 wasn't as bad. Then things got worse, and then this is where the disagreement, you know, came about. And suddenly, you know, then Evers wanted to have the statewide absentee ballots. They got this huge backlash. People said it was impractical and costly, and those kinds of reasons. And with the special session, which lasted less than a minute, it's been really, you know, a crazy back and forth. But I think it shows one thing, that Wisconsin is in some ways a microcosm of American politics, right, where we see this level of polarization playing out during this COVID-19 crisis. And of course, let's be honest, both parties are very clearly, you know, making a calculation, you know, who is going to benefit how in terms of participation and in terms of the electorate turning out to vote. I think this is where the rubber meets the road in terms of, you know, how is the COVID-19 really affecting minority voters and access to ballots and younger voters and the elderly who are more likely to be affected and who are often a little bit more conservative in their voting patterns. And so I think that calculation, I think, has affected, you know, this response in different ways in the last few days.
You are the co-director of the Center for Politics and the People. And I thought, in relation to what you and I just talked about, it seems like politics is getting put in front of the people in a large part on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You can look at both parties. And as I said, you know, we at the center, we try to really, in some ways, make that bridge or kind of try to kind of cross this bridge and try to kind of see what are some things we can agree on. But when it comes to elections and voting, you know, the stakes are so big and so high that this is where people, you know, tend to lose a little bit of the rational thought and then really think about, you know, who is going to win the state Supreme Court race and focus on these kinds of issues more than, you know, maybe what's in the best interest of the state and of our citizens.
I know with the center, you also talk about promoting constructive political debate. That seems to be, man, so hard to find right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at, you know, I'm looking at sort of the direct consequences of COVID-19 on you know, yesterday and the days before and the absentee ballots, and it's really a battle over winning, right? So when winning comes the primary concern for politicians, then, you know, everything else is trying to kind of shove aside, unfortunately. So finding common ground is difficult. We try to have panel discussions with people from both sides. And some people are really just trying to invite experts who are not ideologues. I think we're often trying to look for some people who are not, you know, not trying to sort of fan up the flames even more, but people who can engage in sort of reasonable, rational discourse and help us find more pragmatic, actionable solutions.
On the phone is Henrik Schatzinger. He's the Associate Professor of Politics and Government at Ripon College, also the Department Chair and Co-Director of the Center for Politics and the People. Doctor, when you go back and look at history and you look at elections decades ago up till now, have you ever seen a period, at least in this country, where the sides appear to be so far apart?
Not in recent decades. I think if you look at the data as far as sort of elite polarization in Congress and other state legislatures, you can look at voting behavior, you know, voting patterns and so on, and you can see how over the last few decades it's gotten wider and wider. To be honest, you know, there are many reasons for this degree of polarization. It's definitely a time for even for me as a teacher, to be honest, it's become more difficult even in classroom discussions because people come in with very strong opinions on both sides. And, you know, having good discussions is not impossible, but it's certainly become more difficult.
When you talk, too, about the election and you talk about all the ramifications of the upcoming election, one thing we failed to let people know is you're also an author of a book that is available right now on Amazon. Talk a little bit about that.
It just came out. It's a book. It's called Game Changers. And Game Changers, the subtitle is How Dark Money and Super PACs Are Transforming U.S. Campaigns. One thing I've noticed in the book market, so to speak, is that one of the most transformative, you know, court decisions and, you know, decisions for politics overall has been that Citizens United decision in 2010 by the U.S. Supreme Court. And in that case, you know, we thought about, me and my co-author, Steve Martin here at Ripon College, thought about, let's really identify all these trends that we have that have transpired since 2010 and how campaigns are run. I can tell you right now, I'm doing a new research project, and if you look at, you know, as an example, I'm looking at school board elections in Los Angeles. Over the last 10 years, on average, a race costs about $2.5 million. That's for a school board, on average. And about 80% of all the money that's being spent is actually being spent by super PACs, and only 20% by candidates. And that shows you a little bit how these outside groups are game changers here in Wisconsin and nationally. If you look at, even with this COVID-19 situation, I think if you look at the larger consequences over the next, you know, months until November, one of the key changes, I think, has to do with money, right? Fundraising and campaign spending. Now that candidates have a harder time doing in-person fundraisers and asking for money in the time of need. One thing that you might see is that the role of these super PACs and outside groups is getting even larger, right? So it often takes only a handful of people or even just one person to fund these organizations. And then what you will see or are seeing already is sort of a shift towards more digital as well as TV and radio advertising and those things. So the campaigns are shifting in terms of their fundraising and campaign spending, and that's something we talk about in that book, and we talk about some other bigger trends.
The book is Game Changers. You can find that on Amazon. He is a political science major, PhD from Georgia, but he's a Red Hawk at heart. He is Dr. Henrik Schatzinger, Associate Professor of Politics and Government, also the Department Chair and Co-Director of the Center for Politics and the People at Ripon College. Doctor, we thank you for your time, and we look forward to connecting up with you in the very near future.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks again for having me. And as a last point, I would like to make the consequences of this whole COVID-19 are really big. If you look at the time and campaigning right now, it's going to be in some ways harder for Joe Biden, for example, to rally the troops. Trump had more time. If you look at the issue agenda, referendum on Trump's on Trump has changed. The issue agenda has narrowed. It affects voters. It affects everything. And so maybe that's something we can talk about in the future.
We would love to do that. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. KFIC.